That's coming up in a minute. First things first, we're joined by a forward for the Atlanta Hawks. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists per game last season. He took a major step last year. One of 8 NBA players to start and play in all 82 games this season. He led the Hawks in games played, minutes played, and 3-point field goals. He was a first-team All-Big 12 player at Baylor. He was the 12th pick overall in 2016. Taurean Prince is my guest. Taurean, it's great to have you on today. How are you? Taurean, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I'm great. Listen, let me ask you about the NBA draft lottery first. That was held last night, and I bring it up because the Hawks had the third pick or will have the third pick in the draft, but I want to go back a couple of years to when you were drafted, and you had been thinking about the handshake with Adam Silver for a long, long time, but then when you walked across the stage, you called an audible and you went for a hug. Why did you do that, and what do you remember about that moment? Taurean, Jim Rome, you're back on the air. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Nice, you sound good. All right, so what about that? When you went across the stage for your handshake with Adam Silver at the last second, you decided you'd do something a little bit different. You went for a hug instead. What do you remember about that moment?
It was just a special moment for me. Very special moment, humbling moment. Like I said, I thought I was going to go up there and shake his hand like the usual, but I told myself just go ahead and give him a hug, man. That's how happy I was.
It's nice. All right, so this season, it may not have gone the way that you would have liked from a team perspective, but individually, you made a huge leap from your rookie year to this year. You doubled your scoring and starting every single game. So what was the biggest difference from last year to this year for you?
I think it's really my preparation, the things I did before the game, the things I did after practice to continuously have myself ready to be able to play at a high level.
Taurean Prince, my guest. Taurean, I saw the piece that you wrote for the Players Tribune. It's an amazing thing to read, an amazing piece. And if you could, can you talk about describe about living a life of being grateful? For instance, one of the stories that you tell is that when you were growing up, you sold newspaper subscriptions and you saved enough money to buy a bike. Give me your thoughts on that bike for a minute. What was it like for you to go to Walmart to buy that bike and then to ride that bike home?
It just showed myself what hard work brings, especially at a young age. You really don't have much. Being in the position we were in, we really didn't have much as a family at that time. So, for me to go out and work for that money to be able to buy that, it was a special moment for me.
You know, I love also you wrote this, quote, after I paid, I was trying to walk the bike out of the Walmart like it wasn't a thing. I couldn't keep it cool. When the door was like 10 feet away, I got up on that bike. I rode it out of the store, end quote. And then when you got home, your father saw the bike and he said, where did you get that? And you told him you saved up for it. You bought that bike. He gave you a huge hug. He made dinner and then you parked the bike in the living room so you could admire it while you ate. What do you remember about that moment and that meal?
Just like I said, just looking at it and knowing I got that myself and sharing that moment with my pops at that time, and it meant a lot because I showed him that I could somewhat get certain things that I wanted on my own, and just basically showing him I could take some of the pressure off of him and that he don't have to really worry about me.
Taurean Prince, my guest, because there was a lot of pressure. You also write that at that time your parents had divorced previously and your father had a lot on his mind, but you didn't really know what it was. As an example, he was working 6 days a week, but then when it was not enough and he lost the house, the two of you had to go out. I mean, what was it like when you were 12 years of age and your father told you that at least for a while you were going to be homeless? Did you even understand that and what that meant?
Nah, not really. Until you started bouncing place to place, and then as time went on, I started to catch on. But those are really the moments that really brought us together and really brought us closer, believe it or not. So I wouldn't say and I wouldn't change it, but going through hardships like that definitely bring out a different type of person and makes you a different type of person. I'm cool with who I am today, so I'm not really too sad about it anymore.
Taurean Prince joining us, and you write about this really eloquently in the Players Tribune. You talk about when you went to the Salvation Army, you and your dad were shown a room, and the room had 4 concrete walls, but no furniture, no carpet, no TV. What did you think of that room, and what did your dad think of that room?
I kind of looked at it as just a place to sleep. So we would sleep there and then get up the next morning and head out. So it wasn't your average house or your average room that you would have as a kid, but at that time, like I said, we were just going through it and did whatever we could to just continue to live day by day.
Let me make this point, though. You were going through it, but your father said, hey, we're lucky we got this room. We're lucky we got this room. And he explained that other people were not as lucky because they had to share rooms. So when you're hearing your dad talk about a situation like that, what did that tell you about him and his approach to life?
He appreciates what he gets. Somebody that definitely has been through more than the average man. I think that's helped him build his character and his toughness from a mental standpoint. And no matter how deep you get to the bottom, it's always room for you to swim up to the top, kind of, sort of like that's the motto he lives by. So he's definitely appreciative and somebody that you always want in the foxhole. Which,
Torian, one more thought about that. It was such a difficult situation, but he never complained. Your father never complained. So why was that, and what did you learn from that as a result? For instance, how did you remain so grateful through a time that was so challenging?
Him not complaining, it just really, I mean, it kind of just shows you what his focus was. It wasn't really on the situation at hand. It was really on the ending goal and trying to make ends meet and not really worrying about the situation you're in, but how to get out of it.
So then you get an opportunity. You play some basketball. You go to Warren High School in San Antonio, and most people who watched you play at Baylor or most people who watch you play right now probably assume that you had this amazing high school career, but the truth is you didn't play as a freshman because your grades weren't where they needed to be, and then when you were a sophomore and junior, the team was completely loaded, so you never really got that shot until you got to be a senior. It would have been easy, again, to get frustrated, maybe even give up, but you didn't. How come?
Kind of how I was growing up, not to really complain about the situation you're in, just be patient. When you get time or when you do get an opportunity, take full advantage of it, because you never know, it might not come again. So I kind of train in fear. I kind of play in fear because I just don't want this opportunity to pass by and me not take advantage of it. So that's why I kind of have a certain mindset that I do.
Torian Prince joining me. Now, I want to ask you about somebody named John Collins. NBA fans probably hear that name, and they think about your rookie teammate, but I'm talking about your coach, John Collins, who you described as a guy who had a Kobe mentality when it came to basketball. How so? How would you describe his attitude, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
Oh, man, he definitely – I mean, the impact he had on me was just changing my mentality as far as the person I was on the court, not necessarily off the court. But he always made sure that he worked hard, and he definitely had to push himself and train with a certain mindset to where, like, no matter who's in front of you, it's never about the guy in front of you. It's always about beating the second defender and making the right decision. So I think he was really the turning point for me in high school.
I mean, he put you and your teammate Marcus King through some crazy workouts. Like, how hot did he keep that gym, and what were those workouts like?
I mean, whatever the temperature was outside, that's what the temperature was inside. You really had to run 2 miles before you get on the court, and before you get on the court, you got to be in the weight room for at least 30 minutes doing something. And then we on the court, no air conditioning, just really training for the next 2 hours. This is after a school practice that we just got picked up from.
Hey, Torian, when you make it to the NBA and you're playing the way you are right now, and now you have the best of everything, can you maintain that same mentality? I mean, that mentality got you to the association, but now you're there and you've got the five-star everything and you've got the Jets and you've got the life. Can you maintain that mentality, that one that he taught you?
Yeah, I can maintain it for sure. I have so far, and I plan to continue to do that.
Right, so earlier this month, you went back to your high school for a ceremony where they retired your jersey. You are the first basketball player at the high school to have your jersey retired. Given what you went through and what you overcame and what you persevered with, what does it mean to you to see that jersey hanging up there forever?
I mean, it means a lot to me. It means that I treated the people around me right. I did things correctly. It makes you feel like you left your mark. Wherever it may lay, And I'm just glad that they were able to recognize me for that. And I hope to continue to do that and hopefully get it retired somewhere else.
Like I said, one of eight players to start and play in all 82 games last season, coming off a big year, 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. And the 12th pick overall in 2016, Taurean Prince, my guest. Taurean, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your story. It's an amazing story. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
You have a great day. Taurean Prince, he overcame an amazing amount, even more so than he talked about. I think he kind of downplayed that a little bit. That's an amazing piece that he wrote for the Players Tribune. You should read that, too. If you were inspired by that, you should really go back and read that. There's even more to it than we got into. My thanks to him. Hawks, have a good one.